This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Latte. What's going on out there?
It's a virtual.
It's like a party.
It's not virtual. There is a party going on outside.
Yeah, I didn't read my emails.
there's a bit of a globe event. There's people doing studio tours.
Love it. Oh. We had a studio tour in here before.
Before we got on air.
Yes.
They wanted to show them how to really broadcast.
Now, the divas are here, so that's why we've shut the door.
That's right.
So lots on the show tonight, Benny, isn't there?
Oh, it's jam-packed. Chock-a-o-block.
I don't believe you.
Hey, did you see during the week there was some cow on the top of a truck?
No. Why? Was there a cow on a truck?
I don't know. Did the cow stick his head through the... And did it hit something?
Yeah.
Did it hit the sign? Ouch. Did they put a cold pack on its horns? did it lose a horn?
Possibly.
Oh, you can't drive at 80 kilometres an hour and hit your head on a sign and not end up with a lump. Do you think?
I haven't seen this. So you've obviously been glued to the TV set.
I sort of picked, you know, because I don't listen to, I'm not part of normal... You know,
Society. Is that what you're trying to get at?
I try not to. But can I give you an example why?
Of course.
This evening, as I was leaving my apartment, the stretch limo had arrived out the front.
Yes, it was
to
me.
Take us to the Plush Joy Studios. There was a show on television, brilliant show, called Ready, Steady, Cook.
Mm.
And... Now on Ready.
Hang on, why were you prepared 3 hours before?
No, it's on one of those
channels,
you know, like they play it 2 hours later. So, now there's some guy, he's not camp at all.
No, not
Peter
at all.
Peter Everett. Is that his name?
Yes, it is.
The concept of the show is send out a beige to do some shopping and they come back with five things and then the chef is going to cook those things.
Yeah, right? I know the concept.
But the introduction to this beige person, there's this beige chick that was like that. Now, she was so excited to be standing next to Peter Everett.
Really?
She nearly wet herself.
Did she really? Ugh. That's unusual.
Yes, it is very unusual. But you know what her introduction was? I can't even remember her name. It was like Calamity or something like that. They said, here's Clam. Her favourite thing of all time is to eat a ham and cheesel sandwich.
Oh. Oh.
Do you know what? That sent waves of nausea running through my little gay gallbladder. Just extruded. Excreted. And extruded the brightest green vial.
Ooh,
bile.
Bile, yes, doll.
Anyway, the thing was that she was wearing like the most uncomfortable jeans.
When
I visualised that ham and cheesel sandwich being digested by her large intestine. And I thought, that is not something that you freely admit to. You know, whacking a couple of cheesels in a sandwich and then enjoying it.
Oh, well, you know, when you're a kid, you love chip sandwiches.
Yeah, she was like 43.
How time flies.
The cast for the new season of Dancing with the Stars has been announced.
Oh, and guess what?
One of Australia's most famous wives is Bryn Edelston, and she's also joining the cast.
Maybe they chose her because she's so useful.
Do you look at her and see 26 years old?
She doesn't look a day over 54.
And there's a little bit of confusion about her name.
See, I thought her name was Bryony because she looked a bit like a tuna in salty water.
No, that's my real name.
Good luck to all the other contestants on Dancing with the Stars, the Two Fat Lattes. Oh, and Bryn, do you like Frank's impression of you?
I just remember her.
Definitely.
We thought so. Joy 94.9.
You did sound like her.
Oh, my God.
You evoked the brine. Didn't you? It's not nice to call her Brian.
Like Bryony.
She's more a confy, isn't she? She's more.
No, I like the fact that we didn't know her name and we called her Bryony.
And we still don't. We don't know if it's true.
She's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, so it must be true. Can she?
Oh, I need to watch
Can she bust a move?
Well, we'll hope so.
She can move a bust.
The reason why I played Rihanna.
Why did you play Rihanna?
Well, because I was in Sydney.
Oh, you are ridiculous.
And I went to the...
You're like one of these gays who every time they go to Sydney have to come back to Melbourne and tell us they were in Sydney.
Yeah, that's right, I do.
Because you think that all gays in Melbourne find that highly entertaining.
No, not at all.
No, why did you? What did you do in Sydney?
Well, I went to the midnight shift.
Oh, see, there you go again.
And I had a dance around to Rihanna because, you know, they love Rihanna in Sydney.
And were you the only one on the dance floor?
Well, no, there was quite a few of them. Yeah.
But midnight shift.
That's right, Betty.
That sounds 80s.
It could possibly well be, but I don't think so.
Was the when was the last time you were there? 1987?
No, I went like a month beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Did your clothes stay on?
They did stay on.
Yes, thank God.
They weren't
removed. You hadn't been to a solarium.
No, you can tell because I'm powder white underneath t-shirt.
You know when you make when you cook pork belly, and you take.
You
take off the skin to make
out of turn.
When you take off the skin to make pork crackling,
Frank, at least I'm tasty.
You are very.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with pork. Pork belly is delicious.
I'm a bit white.
Pasty and tasty.
Exactly.
That's you, sweet.
But I did want to mention to you, Benny, because I was there in Sydney, I know how you love the fashions in Sydney. So I brought something back for you that I saw on the street.
Not a show bag. Not a gay show bag.
Well,
love that.
It's
Why
a visual
don't
one.
Gays need to do more show bag?
Really?
Like when they go away somewhere, if you're going to drop names like Night Shift and Sydney.
Night
you
Shift.
Need, yeah. Well, if
Midnight
you're gonna,
Shift.
Or Arc. You know, like they need to bring back a show bag.
That's true. But mine's a visual one. So you need to conjure up an image.
Oh, so it's like do it yourself.
Pretty much.
DIY.
DIY.
DIY. DIY.
That's right.
OMG. Okay, what am I visualising?
Visualise an MC Hammer pant.
In Hessian? An MC Hammer pant.
Visualise an MC Hammer pant.
Okay, I'm visualising.
Right.
The crutch
A linen kind of variety.
A linen?
Oh, it does. There's a lot of movement.
Yeah, man-made fabric like rayon?
I didn't get that close.
Oh, it was on someone else? It wasn't on you?
And it wasn't on me, no. I just noticed it on a few boys.
Really?
Yes.
An MC Hammer pant with or without undies?
Well, I didn't get that close.
You don't need to. You can see from afar.
I could, but this one didn't. I couldn't
tell.
Was
there any shadows being cast?
No.
So undies on.
But imagine an MC Hammer pant with a tie fisherman pant.
With the
flap coming over.
Oh, were you in Byron Bay?
It felt like it.
You sound like you went to a feral night.
But imagine the MC Hammer pant now. Yes. It's big and, you know, frilly.
Flappy.
At the top.
Yes.
But it tapers in at the knee.
Oh, like a carrot top.
So it tapers in at the knee.
Yes. And then very tight.
Very tight, but from the knee.
To restrict blood pressure in the lower regions. There's nothing worse than going to Sydney in a nightclub and experiencing some deep vein thrombosis.
Absolutely, Benny. I couldn't agree with you more. And it tapers in at the knee, but goes all the way, very tightly, all the way down to the ankle.
Sans zip.
Sans zip.
Oh, wow. How do you get it on?
And boys wore that.
Boys?
Boys wore that.
Why are you saying that?
Well, I was a bit surprised because it's almost like a three-quarter length pant.
Well, you know those boys in Sydney do fashion willy-nilly.
They do.
They don't think before they do. They just do anything, anyone.
You're back with the two fat lattes.
Oh, don't get all quiet now.
I'm feeling very conscious now.
Studio full of people.
Can you guys clap? Yeah, see?
We've got a studio audience. Our dreams come true. Now, I've got some messages here.
Tell me.
Matt and Luke say hi. They're docking with us from Thailand. They're on holidays, so they're glad to hear us over the wireless. Now, someone sent in a message from Sydney, Frank, in regards to your...
Oh, what did they say?
Well, it's not very flattering. They said,
oh, really?
I lived in Sydney in 2010, and midnight shift were where desperates went if they couldn't pick up anywhere decent.
Oh, that.
So there you go.
Well, see, I didn't know where to go.
Your reputation follows you all the way to
Sydney. There
you
go.
Someone sent you this message. And I think I have to try and word it in a way that is a little bit more user-friendly. a patient went to see a doctor
And this is a Homo helpline. Are we doing it early?
It's not really a Homo helpline, but it does relate to what we opened the show with.
Which is?
Oh, you'll see in a second. The doctor said to her, I'm very baffled at your punani, the fact that it's orange. And he said, does anyone else in your family have this condition of an orange punani? And the woman said, no, they don't. So he asked her, do you handle chemicals at work? And she said, no, what do you do? He said, what do you do all day? And she said, I watch porn and eat cheese. Well, there you go. That was our cheesel reference to the beginning of the show. This is the caliber of listener we have on the Two Fat Lattes.
It's good to know that we're cultivating.
We're inspiring.
We are
cultivating culture.
Let's tell people about our Facebook page, shall we, Benny?
Yes. If you Google the Two Fat Lattes, apparently they can do a Google search and it goes to Facebook. Oh, producer Paul.
God, has, Benny, you're hopeless.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hang on,
I'm a Luddite.
You're making this really complicated.
Why is that?
Okay. All you do, if you're on Facebook,
yes,
and you're not looking at dirty pictures,
yes,
then you can go facebook.com/2fatlattes, or one word.
Oh.
That takes you directly to the page.
Right.
Or you can search for 2fatlattes, one word, in the search box.
Right.
Or you can go to our website at 2fatlattes.com, and we've got the links there. So just to, you know.
You mean www.2fatlattes.com.
A one-stop shop for everything. Now I'm really confused.
And if you go to 2fatlattes.com, you can do a Homo helpline at the same time.
I'm saying it's very infomercial right now.
Isn't it?
By now.
And you get a mop.
And some steak knives.
Did you know that on that commercial where they sell the mop?
Yeah.
I was watching because, you know, I've lost my job, so I'm at home.
Sorry, I shouldn't have laughed. That's
no,
terrible.
You can laugh. I have now become a fan of Mel and Koshy.
No, see, that's wrong.
It's wrong.
That is
wrong.
I need to pull you out of that.
I'm going to have some surgery after it. But they do the mop test. But you know what they do now?
What?
They get like black light and they turn off the studio lights after they've run the steam mop over the
Why?
The floorboard section, just to make sure the mop bloody works.
What's like, that?
If I need a black light in my house to make sure the floor's clean, there's something wrong, isn't there?
I think so.
I would imagine if you had steam running out of the mop that it would mop.
Is it so the semen stains don't show?
You can clean up with a steam mop. How are you finding your single experience?
Oh, it's been fine. Yeah.
Because have you been on a date?
I've been on a couple of dates, yeah.
Okay, so you and I need to compare notebooks.
We do.
And work out why you've been on a date.
Work out why I've been on a date? What do you mean?
I find... I need to...
Is your experience not being good?
Being single... a single gay male...
I feel a story coming on.
I do. I need to paint a picture... I need to get my acrylics out,
like,
and my brush strokes are going to be very broad and wide. And I need you to visualize.
What am I visualizing?
I need to say this in a very politically correct way without.
Oh, is
without
that our show? That's not our show.
Yes, I know. So I might as well just go for it. I find being single and, you know, searching wherever a bit like looking through a rubbish tip.
Don't hold back, Benny.
Because you find a couple of Coke cans.
That's very Lady Gaga. It's very postmodern.
The other day I had a chat. I was talking to someone and I thought, oh, here we go. This is nice. And they, you know, because all of a sudden I've decided I'm not going to have a shopping list. You know how I'm anti-shopping.
Don't do shopping
lists. I don't want to do a shopping list. And I thought, I'm just going to let the universe come to me. And so I did. And you know what came?
I don't want to know.
And it did actually work. I just sat there. I didn't do anything. Someone said, hi. And I said, hi. And I thought, okay. So we had a bit of a chat and we're going. And so this person doesn't actually live in Victoria.
That's
so,
okay.
So you know, like that.
No.
No, I
it's
know.
It's fine.
But I can't do LD.
What's LD?
Long distance. You know, it's like in...
It's okay, but if you can
I haven't got a freight forwarder. Do you know what I mean? I haven't got time to put it in a container and bring it to, you know, down to Melbourne.
But so if we're you having go there...
Hey?
If you go there, that's fine.
So then I was like, okay. So then I thought, listen, because, you know, it was one of those ones that they got like a bit of a pic. They've got a photo, but it's not quite clear.
Oh, God.
You know, and one thing I, you know, I don't have a shopping list, but what I don't do is pixelization. Anyway, and I said, look, do you have a photo? And that's always a danger because, like, once you say, do you have a photo, that automatically means show me your penis, which... You know, and when I say that, I want to see facial fit. I want to see the gates of your soul. You know what I mean? Like the eyes.
He showed you something else, obviously.
No. What he did show me, like there was no head involved, but there was like lots of chains, like there was like, you know, chain and bolts. There was a bolt to the nipple.
Bolt?
Yeah, then the chain was bolted somewhere else. And I went, oh, sweetheart. Like, I don't want to go on a date. You know, the first date should not involve a pair of pliers and a car battery.
Yes, you are with the Homo Helpline and you are with the Two Fat Lattes, Benny.
You certainly are.
Put your gloves on.
Oh, you put yours on first.
Okay.
Oh, that was a big stretch.
That was a stretch.
You sure that wasn't a docking? It's time for me. Mine sounds like...
Yours is always
mine
quick.
Mine sounds like a balloon. I've had to tie a knot on the end of mine.
Okay, so we're ready now.
We've scrubbed up. Don't touch your utensils. Don't touch your instrument when you've got sanitized hands.
Agreed.
Okay, let's touch Lawrence's instrument. Lawrence wrote in. Now, Lawrence, he's a very silly boy. He's gone to Xanadu in fancy dress this evening. Now, Lawrence is the guy who wrote in about... He did a whole lot of research on Knut.
Oh, Knut, yes. He did do a lot of Knut.
Yeah, he loves Knut. Now, he says, how do I look in my frock? He says, it's dressed up for Friday at Xanadu. It's not really a homo. There's not much help we can actually offer. Once you've committed to dressing up like Boy George and going out in public,
is that kosher to do Boy George at Xanadu? Aren't they opposing things? I suppose what they are 80s.
Well, he is from Frankston. He does live in Frankston. I think when you're from there, there are some things we can excuse. I think there are some blurred lines in
there
Frankston,
yeah.
And one of those things is not attention to detail. Isn't that when you're dealing with that postcode? Attention to detail is the last of your worries.
Well, you know, we got one thing right.
What?
That Boy George was in the 80s, although, you know, albeit
right.
At the end.
No, I didn't
Xanadu
even know.
At the beginning.
Now, is this a thing that happens at Xanadu, Friday night free dress or fancy dress?
No, I think it's just because the show's
it's
on.
It's just one of our listeners going berserk. What can we do for him?
Did you want to? Is he asking for help? Or
he may need his gland massaged. But he seems to be doing a good job, isn't he?
Well, I haven't seen the photo.
We should actually have scorecard. I'm going to give him... Oh, do you want to have a look at the photo?
Yeah, can I see the photo?
Yeah.
Are you giving a scorecard?
We'll give him a scorecard.
You're going to go all Russian judge on him.
Yeah, I am. Oh, it's not working.
Don't worry.
I can't do Facebook and can't do iPhone.
What's wrong with you tonight?
I don't know. It's just the pad. Me and pads just don't work.
Well, suffice to say that, Benny, you've seen it, and what's your scorecard?
He does. He's a pretty impressive Boy George, if Boy George was a plumber. Let me just read a couple of messages I have here. Hi, Two Fat Lattes. Great show. Two country lads just coming in from Mildura now. Be careful of the blue ute.
Will and Dan
in a blue ute. I need to speak to them.
You do. He's got a thing for the utes.
Tonight when I was driving, we were in the limo driving. I was driving. I pulled into this street and I had my front was like poking into the street. Like I thought I was going to get around the street. We're in the back streets of Mooney Pond.
Fallen in love.
My car was like sticking out in the street and then this guy in a ute was coming down the street and it was a very narrow entrance, wasn't it? And I could see all of a sudden he turned his into because he started to slow down. I went, oh no, he's going to turn in where I am and there's not enough room. So he turned his indicator on and I went, oh no, I'm sort of blocking the way. So what I did, I sort of pulled mine out for him.
He reversed.
I sort of backed mine out, and he sort of started
slowly.
He
can
started.
I just add?
He very gently sort of turned around the corner, and then started to insert his. And then I sort of as out my driver's window, and
you're making me hot, Benny.
His driver's window. It was like two ships in the Panama Canal, and he sort of passed, and I sort of went sorry, and he really like with didn't he smile?
He did,
and
smile.
He gave me like the way.
No worries, mate.
Like the no worries, like a real straight guy do, and I said what is with utes and hot guys, and friendly, you know what I mean? No one a barina would do that to. He was dripping. Like, he was like...
You're making me all hot.
Oh, he was construction all over.
He was.
He was.
It was like that.
He was an angel, Paul, producer Paul.
Do it again. Oh. I love that.
But you know what my concern was? I was sitting in the front seat of my car thinking, I'm heading off to the Joy Studios to do 2 hours of award-winning radio. But is that poor guy... Who's looking after him at home? Is he going home to a cooked meal?
I wouldn't
meal?
Overthink it, Benny.
I need to because he could have come home to my place for a cutlet. Do you know what I mean? He could have come over to my place.
He was heading the other direction.
I would have had. I could have knocked up some pumpkin gnocchi and a little pork ragu, or a cutlet. Schnitzel if he liked. 4-9. With a pea puree and some Celerac. Like,
you know what? You've really thought about this.
Because that's what I've got to offer, all right? Max from Northcote has sent in a home air helpline. He was speaking to our one of our medical crew on reception.
We've got medical crew now.
We do. We have a gambulance out the front. Max from Northcote called to say that he's having an affair with his cousin who is married.
What?
Poor Max. Max from Northcote doing... He's gone all Northcote on us.
What?
Max from Northcote
Can you
is,
just repeat that?
Max from Northcote is having an affair with his cousin who is married.
Folks are dumb where I come from.
Yes. He wants to know, should he end it or what? Yes. Look, this is a very, Frank, don't laugh. This is a very
Sorry,
serious.
Sorry, it is serious.
It's a very,
I do have my gloves on.
There is a, it's a very serious matter.
Mm.
Now, one of, someone just asked us, what is a cousin?
Who said that?
Jason in the studio wanted to know, what is a cousin? Jason, a cousin is the son or daughter of your aunt and uncle. So your mother's brother and sister, their offspring.
He's feeling informed right now.
Yes. Now, one should never lie on top of one.
Of a cousin. That's true. Because I do have many that are unmarried.
Yes.
And I would never lie on top of them.
You've resisted the urge to lie.
There's
on
never
one.
Been an urge.
No.
No, it's because it's family. And you wouldn't do it with family.
Well, we need to be a bit more sensitive.
To who?
Well, you know, we're not breaking any biological laws here, are we?
No, we're not.
We're not going to end up with the development of a new species.
Folks are dumb where I come from.
But it's more about good taste, and it might taste good at the time, but it might not be good taste. You know what I'm saying?
I'm hearing you.
And especially, you know, rabbits, you know, when rabbits go to the loo, they pick out. No, I'm just going to give you a little biology. I need to wear Attenborough hat.
You've been watching Discovery again. I know you have.
No, because you should never, like, you shouldn't go to the toilet where you eat.
That's true.
You know, and it's the same thing with family. You need to resist the urge to tamper. Do you know what I mean? Because imagine what happens, because he said here that his cousin is married.
Yes.
What happens if you're, you know, the other person in the relationship finds out?
Yes.
It's going to...
It could get nasty.
Christmas at your house is going to get very uncomfortable.
It could be very uncomfortable.
You know? Think about... Max needs to think about... You're sitting at home in Northcote.
You're painting him a picture now.
I'm trying to paint... I'm just thinking about a Sunday lunch. You know, the people,
all the fam's over.
I think that anyone that you're sitting down to with Sunday lunch or Christmas or Easter, you want to keep your undies on, don't you? You don't want to be doing, you know, trifle and
that's right,
titbits.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I get it, Benny. I'm with you. I hear you.
You know, holy cannoli.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Yes, it's not. It's just you not know, the
it,
done thing.
It's too close. It is too close.
I think we need to draw some sands in the line. You know, it's
some
not
sands in the line.
No, some lines in the sand.
Oh. Folks are dumb where I come from.
See what happens? No, I think we do need to draw a line in the sand.
We do.
And we need to think about, we're not fed on VB. You know what I mean? That look, we're
so
not.
What does he need to do?
He needs
give me to it in a nutshell.
He needs to stop.
Excellent.
He needs to find. He needs to find that kind of thing in other places. Strangers.
Strangers.
You know, a new set of chromosomes.
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.